Now, there are a few cases of COVID-19 in this province and none in schools, but many teachers say they're feeling burnt out, exhausted, and afraid. Earlier this month, the CBC's investigative unit sent a questionnaire to education professionals across the province. We heard back from more than 200 teachers, including some who are thinking about leaving the profession altogether. Our CBC Investigates producer, Rob Antle, is with us now to break all this down. Good morning, Rob.
Good morning.
Now, tell us about this questionnaire. Why did we do it, and what did you find out?
Well, right off the bat, I want to say this isn't a CBC poll or a survey, and we're not reporting it as such. It was a questionnaire sent out to more than 2,000 education professionals across the province, asking only teachers to respond. So we sent it out on October the 8th, just before Thanksgiving, and we used publicly available email addresses that were listed on school websites. The idea was to get a sense of the experience teachers were having so far now that everyone is back in schools. More than 200 teachers completed the questionnaire, so 1 in 10 of every questionnaire sent out, and more than half the teachers who responded also sent hints about how things were going. In fact, there were nearly 10,000 words worth of comments in total.
And what did you hear?
Well, a couple of main themes really stood out. The first was this general sense of anxiety. Nearly half of respondents said they feel very or somewhat unsafe in the classroom during these COVID times. The most concerning issue for roughly half of them was mental or physical health concerns for themselves or family, or the mental health of students. And more than 4 in 5 of the teachers who responded said the province could have done a better job or did a poor job of ensuring a safe and organized return to school. This questionnaire was completely anonymous, so we had other people voice their words, and here are some of their comments.
It's so stressful. This is so very hard on the children and adults alike. The first 2 weeks of school, I cried every day. Now I'm used to it.
It is a very scary time. Students are looking to us to see if they're safe, and we do the best we can. But fatigue is setting in. It's somewhat like compassion fatigue. You're trying to manage the mental health of students at the same time you're trying to keep your head above water and support your own family.
We're limited in what and how we can share resources. It's relentless. The day starts and there's just no time or space or moments to catch our breath. 5 weeks in and I am burnt out like never before. I love teaching, but this is bad all around. I fear for the profession, for the students, and my colleagues.
The decision makers responsible for the health and safety of children have failed. If a second wave hits this province, we're doomed.
And those were some of the comments made by teachers who responded to our questionnaire.
Now, those are some strong words there. What's contributing to the stress and anxiety?
Well, fears about a lack of space in schools, tight quarters in the classroom, and the potential impact of that if there ever are any COVID cases. We asked teachers how often they're able to stay physically distanced from their students when they're in the classroom. Nearly 4 in 5 said not very often or not at all. Only 3 of the more than 200 people who responded said students were 2 meters or more apart when seated in the classroom. Here's some more of what they told us.
Schools are where every community, business, organization, and household comes together. Right now, schools are the weak link in a community spread prevention plan.
Children need to be in school, undoubtedly. However, aside from the buses and classes not mixing with one another, there are no changes now and pre-March when the pandemic began. If one case breaks out in a primary school, it will spread like wildfire. You simply cannot social distance in a primary classroom. In reality, we are safer at Walmart than in a classroom.
Students are in overcrowded classrooms with no ventilation and are sitting shoulder to shoulder. Their elbows literally touch. Some teachers can't even fit enough desks in the classrooms for the students enrolled. We're fine right now. But if a case gets into a school, it'll be a tragedy.
It is disheartening to know we are the only profession where physical distancing is not enforced. I love my job and love my students, but teaching children in these conditions is beyond dangerous during a global pandemic.
So they may love their jobs, as that last commenter said, but 3 in 10 of those teachers who answered our questionnaire said they were either considering retirement or changing professions. Now, one note, just to emphasize that opinions we heard should be treated differently from the results of a public opinion poll or survey. The sample of respondents is not necessarily representative of either the voting public or of all teachers in the province.
Okay, so those are some comments made by teachers who responded to our anonymous survey. Did you manage to get anyone on the record?
Well, no luck with any teachers who are in classrooms right now, but I did speak with Dean Ingram. He's the president of the NLTA, and he wasn't shocked by what we were told.
Our position since March has been that the mantra of people, space, time and place, putting large numbers of people in small rooms for extended periods of time, poor ventilation, well, that describes many of our province's classrooms. And with that in mind, the public health measures we see in venues across the province are absolutely different than we see in our schools. So the top line data reflecting concerns, anxiety amongst teachers is far from surprising.
So that's Dean Ingram, the president of the NLTA. He said schools need additional supports and resources, and the union wants an independent review to look at that.
Now, that's what the teachers' union is saying, but what is the education department saying about all this?
Well, we provided the top-line data findings that I just outlined to the Education Department, but officials there said they needed more details to properly participate, so no interview at this point. But if that changes, we'll let everyone know. In early September, the department did announce a bunch of measures, including things like virtual teaching positions, student assistance, public health nursing positions, along with more custodial staff, guidance counselors, and administrators to be added to the system. And they said back-to-school challenges were being experienced by jurisdictions across the country.
Rob, I want to thank you for breaking this story down for us.
Thank you.
That's the CBC's Rob Antle, and there is more on this story on our website. You can go to cbc.ca/NL. And if you're a teacher and you want to get in touch with us and tell us your story, you can email cbcnlinvestigates@cbc.ca.